Agenda item number 8, Rappahannock River Oyster Company.
Rappahannock River Oyster Company, or LLC, requests authorization to install oyster aquaculture structures within a 9-acre parcel and a 1-acre parcel on their existing lease in Watts Bay, which is in northern Accomack County seaside. The project is protested by nearby property owners. Just a map showing the location of Watts Bay. Town of Atlantic is here. Wright Seafood Restaurant, the few of y'all that may remember where that is just 3/10 of a mile north. And the bottom of this proposed location is basically clay and mud. An aerial view showing the shoreline. It's mostly undeveloped, except for a seafood processing plant, which is right below Wright's restaurant here. And that's Wright's restaurant. There is an 11-lot subdivision that's west of the proposed project. And none of the lots have been sold, and no homes have been constructed at this time. I believe all it is a paper subdivision at this point. It's all owned by the same person, according to the tax maps. Rappahannock River Oyster LLC has 16 oyster ground leases, totaling a little less than 530 acres. Five of them are on the eastern shore in the Chincoteague area, and 11 are on the western shore between the York and the Rappahannock River. Proposed structures will be installed in the water column above the applicant's oyster ground lease that was assigned in February of this year. Here's the existing lease. Starts up here, comes around, and then goes into shore there. This oyster ground lease was not protested when it was surveyed. The applicant is proposing to have a long line system with up to 20,000 attached baskets, and these are what they're calling SEPA baskets, which is the company in Australia that makes them. The structures or the baskets are approximately 2 feet by 1 foot by 6 inches, and they can be adjusted by raising and lowering the line to allow the baskets to be suspended high in the intertidal water column or low near the bottom. The applicant proposes to suspend the baskets about 2 feet off the bottom. These are just some pictures that I took off of the company's website, just to give you a general idea what they may look like. Again, this is off of the company's website, long lines. They also are proposing, if the long line system fails, that the applicant was requesting the option to set up an arrange within the same footprint rebar racks with up to 20,000, again, SEPA baskets attached. And this is the rebar structures. Again, this is higher than they would be. Obviously, this is a larger tide range. Watts Bay has a tide range of a couple feet, maybe a little bit more. Again, just another photo that I took off of the website, their website. And they have a third option for the placement up to 600 6-foot by 4-foot floating cages on long lines in the same footprint. Floats, cages underneath, and kind of a general picture showing what they may look like. The current proposal, which is the SEPA baskets on long lines, would utilize in a phased approach. Phase one would involve 5 acres, 10,000 SEPA baskets, and would only expand to 10 acres if the desired results are achieved. A little bit of history. When we first got this application, the original project was closer in the shore and was protested by 6 nearby riparian property owners. That was phase one. Phase two, and you can see how close it was to shore. Because of that, The applicant revised his drawings. They moved the proposed aquaculture structures within a 9-acre area offshore, a minimum of 300 feet, and have left 80-foot wide access channels for navigation through the project. See the 80-foot wide channels, and it's moved to the minimum of 300 feet. Only the 1-acre parcel is going to be closer in the shore, and that's within 75 feet, but it's also in front of the applicant's property itself. We sent the revised drawings to all the protesters on June 1st. We did receive 3 phone calls and 1 letter back. Mr. Charles Fleming, Donald Fleming, and Lewis Wright still have concerns with the project. They believe the project will impact access to their riparian property, navigation into Watts Bay, property values, and watershed. So originally, what you see here were the people that protested. And after we sent them the revised drawings, we only heard back are the people that still had concerns were the Fletchers and Mr. Wright. And the project is off here now in front of their property. Virginia Institute of Marine Science, Department of Conservation and Recreation, Game and Inland Fish, Health Department all have no objections to the project. Accomack County Wetlands Board did not take jurisdiction. And the Army Corps of Engineers has now issued their nationwide permit number 48 for aquaculture structures. I'll leave this up. BMRC has been generally supportive of commercial shellfish aquaculture proposals, especially when there are no apparent use conflicts. Little likelihood of impact to environment and little opposition. Although the project is relatively large, it appears to meet those criteria. The original proposal was closer in shore and would have impacted access to navigation or navigable water by the riparian property owners in the area. However, since the applicant revised their application by moving the proposed agricultural structures offshore a minimum of 300 feet and has left 80-foot wide channels for navigation through the proposed structure, staff believes the navigational impacts have been minimized. While we understand the objections raised by the protesters, we believe that the applicant has worked to minimize the potential impacts to their property by moving the site further offshore. In addition, staff believes that a surety bond, as has been required for other large agricultural proposals in the Commonwealth, would provide funds to allow the commission to remove the structures in the event the applicant is unable or unwilling to do so. Accordingly, after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia and weighing all the comments on the record and the concerns raised by the protestants, staff recommends approval with the following special conditions. Most of these conditions are standard conditions for agricultural structures, so I'm only going to address the first 3. One, a surety bond for phase 1 in the amount of $18,750 to cover the cost of removal of all 10,000 baskets or floats, posts, lines, augers, rebar, etc., in the event the project fails. And this would expand to $37,500 if phase 2 was implemented. 2, an annual royalty for phase 1 in the amount of $869.50 based on the bold outline of the entire agriculture structures in phase 1, and this is at a rate of a half a cent per square foot. This would also increase to $1,522 if expanded to phase 2. And finally, the permit shall not be issued until the surety bond is issued. And the rest of these are just general conditions that we would be putting on. I believe the applicant is here. I do not know if any protest.
Questions from the commission. Mr. Tankard.
Hey, Mr. Badger, have you ever seen anything of this nature in Chincoteague Bay or anywhere else on the Eastern Shore?
I have not. Now, I think there may be some on the Western Shore that's somewhat similar to the long lines, but I've not experienced any of this.
I have a follow-up question.
Mr. Tankard.
So, you know, when I look at the thing about this thing, a nor'easter or a hurricane would produce a pretty sizable swell in that open water like that.
Right. And I guess I should have mentioned that they do have a storm contingency plan that will become part of the permit. Part of that is to either lower them down to the bottom, or they're only 2 foot and they're on clips. so they can unclip those, put them in a boat, and get them on shore pretty quickly if need be.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of their stormwater or storm contingency plan.
Thank you, sir.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Neal?
You mentioned there would be a navigation channel through this. How is that going to be marked?
I think it's going to be pretty obvious. Let me see if I can. Yeah, that's, the structures are going to be somewhat like this, so you'll be able to see the.
The water over there is not that clear.
but the stakes, there's going to be stakes every 10 feet.
But the stakes are above the water, yeah, so an idiot boater like me that's going over there could see them.
And part of the one of the standard conditions, number 7, they've got to abide by 28.2607, which is our staking requirements, oyster grind, and then the regulation 20-290-30, which is the staking for aquaculture structures within a lease.
Yeah, but I just, as a recreational boater, we don't understand any of that.
Well, and to be perfectly honest with you, I've been in Hunger's Creek and a few other creeks in the last month, and being the surveyor that did a lot of the surveying in there, it's confusing as can be to me, too.
Yeah, all those stakes and stuff. But if it's a pretty obvious channel that a boater could get through.
It should be.
That was it.
Other questions to the commission? Mrs. Everett.
So the Fletcher and Wright property, they still protested after the revised drawings, but the acre parcel, it looks like it's pretty close to their two properties. Was there consideration to potentially put the acre parcel, is it a parallel to land, perpendicular?
Fletcher's house is all the way back here.
Okay.
And it's a field that goes down. It may be somewhat in their view shed, but it's not in front of their riparian portion.
And it's not in the right zone.
If I'm not sure if I've got. The Fletcher property comes down, and there's a gut that comes over here, and that separates the property. Fletcher's house sits way up here.
Okay, thank you.
I see. Other questions to the commission? Thank you, Mr. Badger. The applicant is present. Please come forward, sir.
What do you want to do with this? Gentlemen, please raise your right hands. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your names for the record.
Travis Croxton.
Patrick Oliver.
Welcome, gentlemen. What else do we need to know?
I'll answer a few of the questions, and then we'll, Patrick might have something, then we'll just wait for rebuttal.
Sure.
I know everybody's hungry. One question was, what about weather? We actually went to Australia on a trade mission, the governor toured several farms out there. These are in ocean waters, heavy wave action, nothing like what we see in the Chesapeake or the Eastern Shore. As Mr. Badger mentioned, the fact that you can clip them, unclip them, also makes it easy to leverage. But so we don't anticipate any negative issues over there with that. The other questions I heard was recreational boaters. I can attest that in going over there, none of us have ever seen a recreational boater come in this shallow. They would actually run aground. I think putting markers up would probably actually save some lives if there are boaters out there not complying with following channel markers. The only boating activity we've noticed is local watermen going out there on their clam grounds that we've actually let folks leverage on their property, or people duck hunting who know the area intrinsically and how shallow it is. I don't think we've ever seen any boats that aren't run with one hand going behind. So I don't think that's an issue whatsoever. The channel is nowhere close to where we've proposed this. The view from the restaurant, I think the 1 acre parcel is obstructed with the pier that we have on our property. and let alone that most of the time these will be intertidal, so you won't even see it. And make sure I got everything else. In Chincoteague, while there aren't any SEPAs that we've noticed, if you drive over the bridge from the mainland to Chincoteague, you'll see Taylor floats everywhere. You'll see other floats that have been left, and we've actually cleaned up several creeks of debris as we've explored the area. But Taylor floats are in existence. Those are structures that are on top of the water, and there's plenty of leaseholders out there with those right now. So this is just a similar, it's a modified version of that, more efficient. It's being leveraged in most areas with commercial aquaculture around the world. I think I've answered all the questions. You have anything, Patrick? So we'll just wait for rebuttal unless there's any questions right now.
Are there any questions from the commission? Mr. Neal.
Just, the staff special conditions, are you okay with those?
Yep, no problem.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, gentlemen. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard in favor of this project? Is there anybody who wishes to be heard in opposition to this project? Do you oppose the project, sir?
I do.
Please come forward. Please raise your right hand. I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Lewis Wright.
Welcome, sir.
What's the name, sir?
Lewis Wright.
Lewis. Mr. Lewis Wright.
Lewis Wright. Thank you, Wright.
Please proceed, sir. What would you like the commission to know?
I'm not here to represent all the area, the landowners in Watts Bay. Two of them are terminally ill. And at this time, they're a short time to live. I came here just to say I do oppose to it. I'm not opposed to Mr. Oliver or his work. I'm a, you know, I've lived in Watts Bay. We lived on Watts Bay for 50 years. Operated a seafood restaurant there. It temporarily is closed. We're leasing the property. And we just feel that with the cages that are under the bottom, submerged, plus the floating cages we have on top of the water, and the shallow water of Watts Bay, if anybody here has ever been in Watts Bay, we can walk across the bay on low water if you can get across it because of the mud. We have many people coming there. They used to come here to the restaurant, and there was ducks. They came here to just observe the nature. And there are a lot of people that, there are some people, not all, not a lot of people, because we're in a rural area. And, but we feel like that with, projects like this, and the shallow bay of Watts Bay, shallow water of Watts Bay, this project and projects like this will be the beginning of the end as far as we're concerned of getting a boat from our property to any fishing ground. You know, Mr. Oliver's tale, in the last year, we will say, since he started there, all of the land in Watts Bay has been leased that can be leased. There's no more land in Watts Bay. So we feel like this is, we think people are thinking this is going to be just a small pioneer thing, and then there's something else they will be following right along behind it. Mr. McGee from Chincoteague just leased another 165 acres in Watts Bay. And he being in the seafood business, we think he's going to be doing the same thing or something similar to this if it's successful. That's just the way we feel about it. I'm only speaking for myself. I have no objection to this person trying this, but what's going to happen if this is successful? Everybody else will follow along. You know how the water people are. If one person makes a dollar, somebody else wants to come make two, and that's exactly the way we feel about it. And I can't speak for everybody, only myself. but I know nobody on there. And of course, some of the people I don't even know. There's only five or six people, families on that Watts Bay. And it's a very small bay, only by 500 acres. And I feel like if these obstructions, we cannot stay over top of the obstructions underneath of the water. Then you will have these, whatever they are, cages hanging there. I just think this is not what we need, and if it's approved, then fine. But I just think this is not what we need in Watts Bay. And I think if Mr. Oliver had this in front of his house at home, if he were living on the water, I think he also wouldn't want it there. That's all I had to say.
Thank you, Mr. Wright. Let me see if the commission has any questions. Mr. Tankard has a question.
Mr. Wright, will this in any way impede your ability to move back and forth to your property, your dock, et cetera?
To my dock. You know, you don't know Watts Bay. You probably don't know Watts Bay, but we are very shallow water there. In fact, if you can speak to Mr. Oliver, at times he can't even get a boat beyond his place to go to work. He has to work according to the tides in this particular bay. And if we want to go fishing, we wait till we go out on high tide and come back before the tide gets down. That's just the way it works in this type of environment.
Yeah. Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Ballard.
They already have the lease, as I understand it, underneath this area. So by right with that lease, they could put a cage structure that's 1 foot off the bottom. You wouldn't have a chance to object to that. But what I'm curious to is, are you objecting to something specific about these structures or just any aquaculture structure in general?
You know, I think I'm not complaining about anything. But these cages, whether they're on the bottom or a foot off the water, off the bottom, they're going to be exposed on high water or on low water anyway, these things are. You cannot sail over one of them on high or low water. You cannot sail over one atop any of these cages. These submergible cages, you cannot get across them with a boat on high water. And, you know, I don't have any objection to the cages, but it's just a combination of the cages, the fencing, or whatever this application he's going to use there, and everything else, I think it's just the end as far as the waterfront owners being able to get out of that bay. Because this is not, if this is successful, this is not the last of this.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Either pro or con? Mr. Croxon, do you want to rebut, or are you good?
Sorry, I think you guys addressed a few things with earlier questions. It is so shallow there. Once again, just to emphasize, there is not recreational boating there. The channel is in front of all of our properties, so to go out to fishing grounds, you would go straight out. You wouldn't go through my dock and then through that to get to it. It would be easier for us if we had all 10 acres in front of the property that we acquired with the expectation of performing aquaculture and working with the landowners, also the Mark C. We shifted 9 of those acres over to where no one has the view side of it. Whatsoever. So just trying to emphasize that we did work to shield it from sight as much as possible, but with the nature of the grounds over there, we'd like to actually clean the area up. We've proven that elsewhere, and so that's our goal, and we don't foresee it impeding anyone's commercial, recreational, or personal activity. Any questions?
I don't see any.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to give last call. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard in this matter one way or another? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Let's start the discussion. Mr. Ballard.
I applaud the applicants on what's a rather adventurous design in using a new system that hasn't been used a whole lot before in Virginia. I am in favor of the project. I think these, whether it's floating cages or SEPA systems, are going to become more common in Virginia. They grow a nice oyster that I think is going to allow the Virginia oyster industry to compete on levels it hasn't been able to compete on before. I think we've seen that. 3 years ago, we had a case with what I believe is now Whitestone Oyster Company in the Windmill Point area, where we approved a similar size design in a phased project for many floating cages. They had a contingency plan. They posted a bond. That company has been extremely successful and done a lot of good for the Virginia oyster industry. I think the applicants have worked to minimize any issues with neighbors. I am familiar with that area. I don't think there's a lot of recreational boating going on in the area. Whenever I go on a boat in that area, I have to go with someone that knows the water because it's impossible to navigate otherwise. I would move to approve this project.
It's motion by Mr. Ballard to approve this project with the conditions as specified by staff?
Correct.
Okay.
1 second.
A second by Mrs. Lusk. Mr. Tankard.
I just wanted to comment a little bit on the project before we moved on it. You know, I sympathize with Mr. Wright. I live in an area on the seaside that is somewhat similar to this in that one would say there are no recreational users in that area, but I'll find myself there pretty regularly, and I won't see anybody around. And what I would say is, Mr. Wright, it makes a point, this will effectively wall off this area. I've just recently, on a paddleboard excursion, got myself wrapped up in some cages, and luckily I didn't get hurt, but I, like Hank, I couldn't see any signage that applied to anything that was going on. And I do think for long term, we will set some precedents with this type of leasing in these areas that we really won't know the ramifications of. We are effectively walling off to the public this area. It's not a wall, but it's under the water, and you get yourself in trouble on a day from duck hunting or something like that, trying to get home. I don't know the Fletchers. I know that they've been in bad health, and so maybe they haven't protested as a result, but I think we need to be careful. I'm not sure where I stand on this one.
Mr. Prince.
Yeah, my comments are similar to Mr. Taggart's here. When we approve one of these, we're taking away the whole water column, recreational and commercial. It's only good for one thing, and that's those floats or cages there. And as this, if this is successful and it expands in the fisheries all throughout the states, I mean, I've seen places now where three or four boats are hung up in oyster cages at nighttime and they can't get out because it takes up the entire water column from top to bottom. And yeah, I do have concerns about where this is going also.
Other discussion? Mr. Neal?
I have concerns, but I think the staff special conditions really address my concerns. It allows us to take this back. First of all, it's the permit's only for 5 years, so it is a trial. And then they even have in here that if we have unforeseen conflicts, we can hold an additional public hearing, which time we may revoke the permit. And so basically, these guys are taking a risk of making an investment, knowing that we can jerk this permit back anytime we have a problem. I also think the project is really cool. You know, I hope it is successful, but we do have to be careful about where we allow these projects. And if you tell me you see one tarpon rolling over there, my recreational boat's going to be there. That's the way it is, and I'll bump bottom with the best of them. I've been aground over there many a time. But I'm going to support the project because of the staff special conditions that we
that's my real problem with most of these leases is once we lease something, it's forever. We just really have no contingency. Where here we have it. So if there are problems that we don't think of, we can take it back. But I think it's a really cool project, and I hope it is successful. We just have to be careful where we permit these things. That's it.
I'm with Mr. Neal here. I think this is a really good project. I think this is a really interesting project. I think that the industry will learn a lot from this. I think the location for this is pretty good. I do understand the concerns of the upland property owners, but there are limited areas in the Commonwealth of Virginia that meet a criterion for a project such as this. This is in a rural area in a very shallow water body, mean low water to 4 feet. It doesn't have significant recreational use. It doesn't have significant commercial use. It doesn't seem to directly impact the view sheds of the property owners. If there's a place to do something like this, I think this is the place to do something like this. I support the oyster aquaculture industry, and I hope this is a great success. And I also hope that it informs the future growth of the aquaculture industry. I don't believe that we're anywhere near our capacity, but I think that we need to be smart in the future about where we go and how we do it. And I'm in favor of this. I think this is worth exploring. I don't know if anybody else has any sort of input. If not, we have a motion and a second to approve this project as recommended with the staff recommendations. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously and the project is approved.